It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about mysterious cattle mutilations in Texas. That's correct, mysterious cattle mutilations in Texas. Now, I found this story, first off, on Twitter, posted by Tiny Klaus, I think it says, at Tiny Klaus. I appreciate them putting that on their Twitter feed. Really helpful when people do this because it helps us spread what's going on out there. It's certainly hard to find it if you're just searching through the standard search engines. Now, the title says, six cattle that died mysteriously in Texas had their tongues removed, authorities say. Well, I don't need to have an authority tell me if the tongue's been removed. I mean, if it's gone, it's gone. The apparent mutilation was done with precision cuts, officials said. Okay, so they're admitting in the first, right here in the subtitle, that the mutilated cattle had their tongues cut out with, and it's in quotes, precision cuts. Now, if you've ever seen, well, you can watch the Discovery Channel and see it for crying out loud. When these scavengers, you know, whether it's wolves or coyotes or if it's in Africa, if it's, say, if it's jackals or whatever, or you know, hyenas are scavenging something, they're ripping stuff out. They're taking chunks out. If you've ever seen a victim of dog bite, it's a pretty bad deal. Those teeth come in just like little, you know, almost like rounded butcher knives and just tear stuff. They take chunks out. So when they have a scar from a person who has had a serious dog bite, it's not like a precision cut. It's not like a surgery where they've come through and they've just made a very precise cut. Even sometimes when you have a surgical cut, so end up leaving some pretty nasty scars. But you can tell if something's been cut by a knife or a scalpel, okay, or a laser. They're talking about precision cuts. Now, if a dog or a coyote or some other kind of scavenger was to reach in and eat the tongue of that animal, then it would be torn out because those teeth would have just, you know, would have sliced it, but you would have jagged edges on it. That's the whole thing. You'd have jagged edges when it's a teeth bite. This is precision cuts. Okay, the article is by Tim Stella. It's dated April 21st, 23, so that's from yesterday. Six cattle died mysteriously in Texas with their tongues removed, the hide around one of their mouths gone, and no blood spilled, authorities said this week. The cause of death for the six animals was unknown. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Wednesday, as of Friday, there had been no updates in the case, a dispatcher said. Now, here's another thing. I can understand why scavengers might, you know, rip out the tongue. But it wasn't ripped out. It was precision cut. But really, a lot of times, if you know much about how these things work, they will go in from the back end, up through the anus or whatever. But a lot of times, they'll tear the stomach open. They're looking to get into the organs, especially the liver. That's the thing that your canines are going to be after. I mean, we even see the killer whales, they'll kill the sharks for the liver because there's so much nutrients in the liver. And then maybe they'll go for the heart. They'll go for the organs first, generally. So why they would fool around tearing the skin off the face, this would not be something that I would expect a scavenger to normally do because there's not the source, the rich source of protein and vitamins and everything that scavenger needs to survive in that little area. They'd be much better off to go for the organs of that animal. It says the cause of death for the six animals unknown. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Wednesday, as of Friday, there had been no updates in the case. The dispatcher said, well, there never are updates in these cases. It has a picture here of the Sheriff's Office. I'm going to post this on Buy Me a Coffee website. I'll try to put a link in the description. It says the cattle were found along Texas Highway in three counties, Madison, Brazos, and Robinson, with each animal part of a different herd in a different pasture, the sheriff's office said. Well, that's interesting, too, because that tells us it wasn't just one pack of animals that took these things down. This is three different incidents. in three different locations. It's important. Five of the animals were adults, the sheriff said. Once one was a yearling, it wasn't immediately clear when they died. The sex of the animals wasn't disclosed. Why wouldn't you? I mean, maybe they couldn't tell. I don't know. It says in two cases, the animals' genitalia and anuses had been removed with a circular cut that the sheriff's office said had been made with the same precision as the cuts noted around the jaw lines in each cut, in each cow. Investigators with the Madison County Sheriff's Office discovered five of the deaths after ranchers alerted authorities to a dead six-year-old Longhorn cross, the statement said. These are pretty big animals. Like, most of these cows are going to be, and these are range cows. I mean, try to understand this. If you know much about farming, you know, when these animals are raised, you know, on a family farm or something, a lot of times they can become really domesticated. Okay, almost, you know, just they're just docile. But even when you go to process these cattle for meat, I mean, you know, they have to have a pretty big setup. Sometimes you'll hear about them escaping off the trucks. I mean, it's just a natural inclination of these things not to be messed with. But you have there's a real difference between these cattle that are raised, you know, on these family farms or in feedlots where they're finished off at. There'll be like thousands of them out there, you know, just kind of standing around eating. Those cattle are much more docile, and they're a different breed than what we're talking about here. And what we're talking about here are range cattle. And they are a completely different type of cow than, say, your Black Angus or your Hereford. They might mix them in with these. But these started off with these Longhorn cattle, which were brought over by the Spanish, back in the 1500s or 1400s or whatever. And they are much tougher. They're much more aggressive. I mean, some of them, they get to be about half wild. And their feet are different, too. They have to have a different type of sole on their feet because they're able to walk across this hard, you know, dry ground. They're raised in kind of desert, semi-desert areas. So they're a special breed. If you were to take a Black Angus and just turn him loose out here in the range in Texas where he's, you know, shuffling across all these different thorns and you know, all sorts of obstacles, his feet probably wouldn't be in nearly as good a shape as one of these range animals. Secondly, one of these Longhorns or Longhorn crosses, they know how to take care of business. They're out there on the range by themselves for weeks at a time. I mean, they have a lot of this natural wild instinct still in them. If you take your normal run-of-the-mill cow that you're probably thinking of that you've seen on television or the milk cows, completely different animal. So when they try to tell you that the satanic cow tippers have driven out into the desert 5 or 6 miles and somehow clandestinely lifted this cow up off its feet, killed it by no means we can discern, and then used their pocket lasers to dissect it, just keep in mind they're messing with a 1,000 to 2,000 pound animal that knows how to defend itself. It's not like walking up to the family pet and doing whatever you want to it, okay? Totally different animal. So it really seems beyond belief when you hear this thing trotted out over and over again how these were some sort of eco-terrorists, some sort of satanic cult that's out there doing this stuff, even though they're not leaving any tracks in the dirt. And we're not talking about people driving across nice, big, thick, green grass. It's out on the range. Half these things have to walk for miles because they're trying to find grass. That's why you might have one cow for every 10 acres or 20 acres or whatever, compared to the Midwest where you're thinking about these things being out, where you have one cow per acre, because this is rangeland. You know, kind of the saying, no country for old men. Well, no country for soft cows. And so it's especially interesting to me when you find these cases that happen in places like Texas and Oklahoma and Nevada and New Mexico, because it would be so much more impossible for somebody to pull this off. Now it goes on, it says, investigators with the Madison County Sheriff's Office discovered five of the deaths after ranchers alerted authorities to a dead 6-year-old Longhorn cross, the statement said. The grass around the bodies of all six animals was undisturbed, with no signs of struggle and no footprints or tire tracks found, the sheriff's office said. Yeah, let that sink in. No signs of struggle, no footprints or tire tracks found. No signs of struggle. An animal, a 1,000-pound animal that's left out there to defend itself for weeks at a time, knows how to take care of business, was suddenly approached by something that left no tracks, which left that animal suddenly and immediately dead without a struggle on the ground, and then whoever killed that animal, or whatever killed that animal, we're supposed to believe, precisely cut parts of it out and just left those parts with them. I mean, took the parts with them. Cut the tongue out, took it with them. Cut the anus out, took it with them. Maybe some of the organs we don't know about yet, took it with them. Did this with precision. Didn't tear it, didn't rip it. Precise cuts. And no blood. The sheriffs noted that similar incidents had been reported across the United States, and it was coordinating with other law enforcement agencies. Well, I guess we'll just have one bunch of people that knows nothing contact another bunch of people that knows nothing and contact other people across the nation that know nothing, and maybe we'll know the same thing that we did in 1970. Nothing. Because not a single person, as far as I'm aware, has ever been arrested and convicted of doing one of these authentic cattle mutilations where you have the no tracks, the no blood, and precision cuts. In 2019, authorities in Oregon found five dead bulls that had their sex organs and tongues removed, the Associated Press reported. The deaths prompted theories that included, let's get ready for it, everything from carrion, bugs, to spaceships and cult killings, according to the AP. It wasn't clear if the deaths were solved. Let me clear that up for you, NBC News. No, they have not been solved. It's clear. It's very clear they have not been solved. As the last I checked, there were over 10,000 of these cases since 1970 or before, at least say modern era, and none of them have ever been solved. That's not unclear, that's clear. Also note that they've lumped in spaceships and cult killings. Boy, those satanic cow tippers, they get around. They just go out there in the middle of nowhere, they levitate across the ground, they tip the cow over, they do their precision cuts, and they're on their way. An FBI agent who investigated an earlier wave of mysterious cattle deaths on tribal lands told the Associated Press that there was no indication that anything other than common predators were behind the deaths. Yeah, or we could say the FBI agent who's being paid with benefits approximately $200,000 a year and also bumbled through some other cattle mutilations on tribal lands was chosen as the unnamed debunker in this case. That unnamed FBI agent comment to me that this was nothing other than common predators means about as much as Kilpatrick's comments the other day that the Defense Department has seen nothing in these UFO videos that shows them any object that defies the laws of physics. Okay, don't believe your lying eyes. Now, I want to go ahead and take another look at another article about this because I just think this case is really interesting. Now, I want to take a look at this local story from down there where these mutilations happened at. This is from KWTX.com. It says, graphic suspicious cattle deaths mutilations reported in Texas Brazos Valley. It says, the Madison County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death and mutilation of cattle along TXOSR. Ranchers reported a six-year-old Longhorn cross cow had been found lying on her side, deceased and mutilated on their ranch. Quote, a straight, clean cut with apparent precision had been made to remove the hide around the cow's mouth on one side, leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched, the sheriff's office said. The tongue was also completely removed from the body with no blood spill. Now, I find this important, and I find it very hopeful that in these recent cattle mutilations, it seems as though law enforcement is making a point to tell us that there's no blood spill. It might be their way of trying to get the truth out, because we, I think, can be sure there's some kind of cover-up going on here at some level. It says, the sheriff's office said there were no signs of struggle, and the grass around the cow was undisturbed. No footprints or tire tracks were noted in the area. No signs of struggle. That makes no sense. Ranchers also reported that no predators or birds would scavenge the remains of the cow, leaving it to decay untouched for several weeks, the sheriff's office said. No predators or birds would scavenge the remains. Doesn't that seem strange? The sheriff said that while investigating the Longhorn's cross death, five other similar occurrences involving four adult cows and one yearling were reported along the area of the OSR. This involves cases in different locations, pastures and herds in Brazos and Robertson counties. The other cows were found in the same condition, lying on one side of the exposed side of their face, cut along the jawline and the tongue, once again completely removed, the sheriff said. On two of the five cows, a circular cut was made, removing the anus and the external genitalia. This circular cut was made with the same precision as the cuts noted around the jawlines of each cow. Similar to the initial case, the sheriff said there were no signs of struggle or disturbance in the grass, no blood spill, and no noticeable tracks. No predators or birds would scavenge the remains for several weeks after death. The cause of death of all six cows remains unknown. Investigators in Brazos Valley are aware of similar incidents reported across the United States and are actively coordinating with other agencies to find answers. Now, and then it goes on and gives Madison County Sheriff's contact information. It says anyone with information on these can please contact Investigator Foster at 936-348-2755. Now, this completely dispels this nonsense that this anonymous FBI reportedly was saying in the NBC article, that this was just normal predation. Not normal. Not normal. Tired of being lied to. I'm glad to see, though, that this law enforcement folks here are doing their job. They're investigating. They're reporting the facts. They're reporting when the incident happened, reporting what they're observing, and they're withholding judgment. That's the way it should be done. There's a lot of this stuff we don't know what's happening. That's the whole point we're trying to find out. It's not helpful when these so-called anonymous FBI agents and the debunkers and the experts step in and say, well, it was a cult, or it was predation, or it was this, or it was that. We don't know what it was, okay? But we can rule some things out. We can certainly rule out that it was, you know, that it was a group of people out there doing this. We can rule out that it was predators, because nothing's eating these things after they're dead. They weren't eaten, okay? They were surgically cut on. Now, I want to look at this next article. It goes into it just a little bit further, and then we'll finish up the podcast. Now, I'll finish up with this last article here about this cattle mutilation case. If you want to find out where it's at, Madison County, Texas, it looks like it's located about a third of the way north-northwest between Houston and the Dallas area. Of course, Texas is such a big state. Kind of, they're in the middle of the state. Looks like there's, you know, a lot of empty country out there. And secondly, I noticed as I was going through some of these stories about this, some of the news outlets would release the kind of the basics of the story, and then they would throw in something else, like a cute cow-calf story, or I think one of the CBS outlets, you know, had a short blurb, and then something about a sovereign citizen's son being arrested, you know. Anything to distract you from what's really happened here. And what's really happened here, the same week that we had these the so-called UFO hearing, is we had another strange phenomenon happen that's been happening for years, and it's frequently associated with the UFO phenomena. But it's not, that's not really connected in a serious way in any of these articles. We're constantly being told that these things are violating our airspace, that they're a threat to national security, that we need to spend millions of dollars to shoot them down, and then once they're shot down, we're told that they're party balloons. But nobody's talking about the real situation that we've brought up here many times in the podcast, about these things like cattle mutilations, about human abductions and implants. I mean, some of the negative things that we associate with UFO sightings. And quite frankly, I think that these cattle mutilations are the most in your face, and they're the least talked about in the news media, and they're the most lied about in the news media. And they certainly do not want to connect these things with the UFO phenomena or anything else paranormal, but it's happening. It's happening. People are losing lots of money on it, and we can see it, but we still have these authority figures that constantly want to mislead us. Now, in this case, what I thought was the best part of this case, you know, if you can say that, where these farmers lost their livestock and these animals were, you know, terribly mutilated, but the best part was I appreciate how the Madison County Sheriff's Department seems to have approached this in a truthful manner, where they're at least releasing the facts in pretty much an unbiased way. So that's the first step, I guess, is if we can just be treated honestly at the investigative level of these things. Now, this last article that we're looking at, and then we'll finish up, is from says Fox44News.com. This is suspicious cattle deaths reported in Brazos Valley, and the article is by Matt McGovern, dated April 20th, 2023. Madison County says the death and mutilation of cattle along Texas Old San Antonio Road in the Brazos Valley is under investigation. Well, I appreciate the fact that they use, you think about that, mutilation. That means that something's been destroyed with intent. It's been mutilated. It wasn't like, this was not just a situation of predation. It says, according to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, ranchers said that a six-year-old Longhorn cross cow was found dead at their ranch, mutilated and lying on its side. A straight, clean cut with apparent precision was made to remove the hide around the cow's mouth on one side, leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched. That's a good point. A straight, clean cut with apparent precision was made to remove the hide around the cow's mouth on one side, leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched. How do you do that? That's a sharp knife. The tongue was also completely removed from the body with no blood spill. Now, while I was going through this, I saw some smart aleck on debunker on one of these Reddit sites say, oh, well, I'm a hunter, you know, and I've shot deer, and they don't bleed out, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know what kind of deer he's shooting. I know his experience is, but I know from plenty of hunting myself that the way most people find the deer after they've shot it is from a blood trail. And we're not talking about a bullet just going in where it cauterizes a wound while it goes into the animal. We're talking about the tongue being cut out. Now, you bite your tongue sometime and you can know how much it can bleed and how painful it is. So it's impossible to imagine that this animal would just lay there while its tongue was cut out. And it's impossible also to think that this tongue could be cut out and there would not even be a single drop of blood from that severed tongue. It's just no common sense. The sheriff's office says there were no signs of struggle and the grass around the cow was undisturbed. No footprints or tire tracks were noted in the area. Ranchers also reported that no predators or birds would scavenge the remains of the cow, leaving it to decay untouched for several weeks. What's wrong with this thing that none of the normal scavengers that would be after this thing would be out there eating it? While looking into the Longhorn Cross's death, the sheriff's office say that five other similar acts involving four adult cows and one yearling were reported along the TXOSR running into Brazos County and Robertson County. So this is over a wide area. Each incident happened in different locations, pastures, and herds. The sheriff's office says the other cows were found in the same condition, lying on one side, with the exposed side of the face cut along the jawline and the tongue completely removed. On two of the five cows, a circular cut was made, removing the anus and the external genitalia. This circular cut was made with the same precision as the cuts noted around the jawlines of each cow. Then it says, just like the first two, there were no signs of struggle or disturbance in the grass, no blood spill, no noticeable tracks, no predators or bird would scavenge the remains for several weeks after death. The sheriff's office says the cause of death of all six cows remains unknown. Multiple similar incidents have been reported across the United States. Yeah, we know. Over 10,000 reported across the United States. The one thing I found lacking in all these reports, and they're all pretty much the same, is I haven't found an interview yet with the actual ranchers. And I don't know if these guys are just trying to stay on the down low or what, but I would love to have some actual photographs and some commentary from some of the guys are involved. If you're listening to this program and you're from Texas and you're down in that area and you happen to know something or just want to give your perspective, feel free to go on the podcast, on the interaction part of it there, and leave a comment. It would be, or go to my Twitter feed at UFO Warning, and you can drop a line there. There's also a link at the website, at the Spotify site. And let us know what you see going on down there, what you think. Did anybody see any UFOs in the area over the last few weeks down there when this happened? Apparently, these cattle were mutilated a few weeks ago, and because I suppose they're range cattle, they don't go out there every day and feed them. They probably just go out and check on them every few weeks. And when they did, they found these mutilated cattle. So, yeah, if you're in the area and you have some insight on that, give us your 2 cents. Anyway, I found the case interesting. I found the law enforcement's approach to it refreshing in the fact that they just were factual about things and didn't try to spend a lot of time debunking every other theory out there. They just told us what they knew and left it at that, which is what their job is to do. And until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.